It is Friday, October 12th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me is Becca Martin Brown. She is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And we've lost Antoinette.
She has headed down south, south and west to the Harvest Festival.
East. South and east.
South and east.
To the Harvest Festival.
No one has ever claimed that I know my directions very well.
Well, I've been driving Highway 16 for a very long time.
Yes.
So. And speaking of which, we're going to talk about unusual things going on this weekend, and that's one of them.
Harvest Festival.
Because who would think that in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, somewhere between Brashears and Ozark, there'd be a festival with 8,000 or 10,000 people there.
Well, that's happening even as you and I sit here.
It is. Originally called the Mulberry Mountain Harvest Festival, it's now the Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Festival.
They serve as the host band.
And they will perform, of course, along with artists like the Punch Brothers, Leftover Salmon, Sam Bush, and more. 75 acts, North Mississippi All-Stars, Mickey Hart Band, Delta Ray, and the Gourds, into the wee hours of Sunday morning.
Yes.
Passes range from $80 to $400. I don't want to be that much of a VIP. And you can find out more at yonderharvestfestival.com or follow Kevin Kinder, the WhatsApp music writer, who is down there covering it all on his blog at nwatunedin.com.
If the sun comes out and stays out Saturday morning, I'm going to go down and experience it for a day.
Cool.
Okay.
Have fun.
I will.
Other interesting things going on this weekend. Something called October Shadows. A paranormal lamplight tour. I'm so in. 7 and 8 o'clock today. It'll happen a few more times this month at the Clayton House in Fort Smith.
What is a lamplight tour?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I intend to find out.
Okay.
I know it's $7, and you should call 783-3000 for reservations.
Okay.
There's a powwow this weekend.
At a casino.
At the Cherokee Casino in West Siloam Springs. It's sponsored by the Siloam Springs Historical Museum.
Mm-hmm.
It'll happen from 9 to 4 on Saturday, and they'll have dancers from as many as 15 tribes doing 8 different kinds of dancing.
It's a feast for ears and eyes.
Absolutely. This may be the interesting thing winner.
Okay.
The Pea Ridge Mule Jump.
24th annual.
Born out of the days, I didn't know this, when hunters rode mules while their coon dogs chased, you guessed it, raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to get off the mule and open the gate.
Right.
So they got off the mule and let the mule jump and slithered over. The mule jump competition started in 1985 in Pea Ridge, and there will be all sorts of competitions on Saturday starting at 9 a.m. at the Pea Ridge High School. Tickets are $2 to $5. The Little O' Opry, something unusual in West Fork.
Yeah.
Celebrating 23 years this weekend.
Really?
They'll have a 12-year-old steel guitar player.
Oh, I love the steel guitar.
Braden Roller, he's just started playing with the band. Jerry Roller on steel guitar and dobro, bass player Bill Goff and more. It starts at 7 o'clock Saturday, and admission is $7 to $9.
I'm not going to be able to do all of this.
No, no, you're not. And a few other things that aren't weird, but I just want you to know about them. Mm-hmm. Fayetteville High School is doing Our Town.
Right. This tonight's it, right? This
tonight's
is the final performance.
7 o'clock in the new Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $5 to $7.
Don't you think it's a perfect inauguration for the new Art Center of a high school to do Our Town?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Be a great night to name it the Warren Rosenauer Performing Arts Center, if anybody's listening.
What? How many people does that seat? Any
oh,
idea?
It's almost the Walton Arts Center. It's like 1,000 people.
Okay.
800 to 1,000. And the Northwest Arkansas Community College Drama Department is wrapping up their Cajun version of ASU Like It.
Some food tonight, right?
Tomorrow night and tomorrow night, there will be food from their restaurant on campus called Nola's at 6 o'clock and then the show at 7 o'clock. Show tickets are $6 to $8 is a little charge for the food. Red beans and rice and muffaladas, and should be great fun.
Okay. Plenty to do this weekend. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, I have some new music from Craig Chiquizo, John Nemeth, and Dr. John. Also be playing some Brick Fields, Roy Rogers, Janova Magnus, and more. That's the Generic Blues Show every Friday night at 9 o'clock. We'll see you then.
This is Ozarks at Large.